We're here starting the 11th parak, Shefa Chodesh Palmidim. In the old printing, it's Daf Kuf Hei. In the new printing, Daf Sadi. Hashmonas Avoida, Hashmonas Bakosha, Ashkofa Miroi Mama. So let's see, that's the title, let's see what he says. Hine Kvar Nechachto L'Da'as. We have already been proven to know. We've already established. You are not just a simple person in this world. You are not alone, just like a simple, individual person. Not only not a simple person, but you're not solitude. You're not by yourself, secluded in your avoda. You are connected. You are together with the spheres, the olamas al yoinim, the gam spherois, and also the spheres that we spoke about, these fiery spheres of kedusha, the gam ha'oiris and the lights, the chodim tzoim, they're found inside of you as they come down and they metamorphose into your neshama. Lachein akol bechot holui. Everything depends on you. When you cause a blemish and you cause a pigam in your midos, in your character, the atzmacha, and in yourself, you're not only poigim yourself, but you're poigim in all of the entire the framework that's in shamayim. When you fix them, when you rectify it, as kulam tisakin, you fix everything. And also you, al yideihem oila, through them, through every, you are elevated. You get close to the one that is purity, and those that serve him are pure. And a person through this avoida can get so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad until he reaches a point, Shegam Malachei Hashoreis, even the heavenly angels, Yikanu Becha, they're jealous of you on this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us down to this world to do something. Clearly we can accomplish something in this world that the Malachim can't do in the next world or in Shemayim. That's why we're here. Because we can accomplish something, we have the ability to get closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu more than the Malachim. So they're jealous of us, the Malachim. The Esar Shoichin Ad Maram B'Kodesh, the Or, the light of the Shoichin Ad Maram B'Kodesh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that dwells in the Maram B'Kodesh, Behem Timsa, if you're able to draw, Behem Tashkin, and you'll be able to cause to that he should dwell. Okay, it's a lot of lofty words, but the point is that a person in this world is able to accomplish a tremendous amount. Talmud Vashet, you already are a veteran Talmud. The Hagiachot Barino Adko, you have reached where we're already in the 11th chapter of the Sefer. Betach Kvar Margish Atai Zeshinui, the Tzayva Bacha. You've already felt a certain change inside of you. There's a difference. Ki Kvarteida, because you already know, Shelo Lejoshua Vadko Asina. We haven't come here just to speak, just to talk. It's just rhetoric. Rak laharois choladas. We want to show you sheikra hatoyra v'tachlisa hatohu. The ikra of Torah, the purpose of Torah is you. The Torah is here for you. For what? Sheteose ata v'yisrael amiti. That you should become, you should mature and develop into becoming a faithful and a true, genuine member of Klal Yisrael. That's the purpose of the Torah. It's here for us. Have madregos yeshnam the kedusha. There are many different levels that a person can reach when it comes to kedusha. The achas mehem, one of those madregos, the he ikris, and that is the main one. He hayisrael. It's called being hayid. Maybe even call it a pasha tayid. To be yisrael. This week's parsha is when we're introduced to Yaakov or Yisrael. This is when it's the beginning of Klal Yisrael, begins in this week's parsha. Yisrael, that is a darug of Kedusha. Shatiya ata ha-Yisrael Hashem imcha la'asach. That you should be the Yisrael that is upon you to make. You should perpetuate the legacy of Yisrael. The kivan she'iyanta b'dvarinu, being that you have been studying what we've been saying, That's not only something in your brain, in your mind. You've begun to work on some of the things we spoke about. In other words, you're putting it into practice. You haven't finished your avodah, and you're still, you know, in a work in progress. And you haven't fixed yourself totally. You can't finish it just in one time, you know, just like make a decision, okay, I'm going to be better, and then you're finished. It doesn't work that way. And of course, we're all a work in process, in progress. But still, the fact is we're softening to the idea, or to the mission, or to the goal that we want. You've already begun to work. To fix yourself, to improve, ulegalois, and to bring out ma'at mimcha et hakedusha ha'elyoina. Bring out something from inside of you that's coming from somewhere that's above, something that's lofty, something that's divine, something that you feel is spirituality inside of yourself. You're starting, it's beginning to develop. Va'alzeh, and on this that you've already, the beginning of the process, it could be it's still the beginning, but we're working towards that. That's what we're striving for. Alzeh, even on that, that beginning, Shameach Avicha Sheva Shamayim. Because Bob was happy with that. Because Bob was happy with the fact that we're a work in progress. That we've started. We've begun. We're headed in that direction. Ma'ata Or Shameir Mimcha, and the little bit of light that is shining out of you already, Yoel or Gamba Shamayim Gambaritz. It's that light is already, it's spreading, or it's already being cast in Shamayim and in the Aretz. So it's, we see it as we've only done a little bit. The little bit that we've done the light is already being shining here on this world and in Shamayim. Yisrael Vimchulu Kechovim. In this week's parish of Kali Yisrael, compared to stars, HaKoichov Bashamayim Umeir the Aretz. The star is in Shemayim, and its light is even visible here in this world. Va'ata ish va'aretz, in you, Yisrael, in this world. Va'orcha mavik va'aretz of Hashemayim. You're here in this world. Your spiritual light is being seen in all of the galaxies, in all of the universe. That light that a person is beginning to reveal, that we're compared to stars. Stars have such a tremendous amount of energy, and every one of us has that spiritual energy inside of us. And as we're beginning to reveal it, so it's being seen everywhere, not just here on this earth, but being seen in Shemayim. That's what a person has to know. Now, he said something very important. Havala Ikerhu. We're talking about how a person wants to be Kleina Madrega of Yisrael. What does it mean to be Yisrael? What is Yisrael? Ikerhu, the foundation. The substance, the basis of what it means to be Yisrael. Now, Ikahu, Shetizoyer, Shelotia, Poiseach, Al Shte HaSeifim. A person has to be careful. Not to be Poiseach, Al Shte HaSeifim, which means not to be like waffling back and forth, jumping on two different sides of the fence. Poiseach, Al Shte HaSeifim. What does that mean? Virego Ech Achas. To spoil, to scarve, Yosef Shemayim. One second, he's like feeling he wants to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's in the Beis Medrash, and he's learning, and he's davening, and one second he's trying to connect to Ruchnius. Uberega Shmia, and another moment, Kipokas Vesholon, Mitachas Laoris Vesholon Pachtis, and he falls down to low places, Lishtusim, to foolishness, Libatala, the things that are wastes of time, late sunnish, Vahoilulos, to empty parties, to things that have absolutely no purpose, and worse. There are people that they live, they have two different lives. They've got their life by day, and then they've got their life by night. The nightlife. There's people that they have split personalities. On the one hand, they come to the Beis Medrash like Yeshiva Bocher, and they act like Yeshiva Bocher, and they dress like Yeshiva Bocher. And on the other hand, then they go and they act like the regular shagets on the street. They'd rather have a yarmulke on their head if they do that. And they're living two different lives. That's called Pesach HaShtei Se'ifim. person is not committed to one particular lifestyle. He can do one thing one day, or one moment, and the next moment, something that's totally the opposite. And he says, this is the Iker of Yisrael. The Iker of Yisrael is not to be Pesach of Stacy Ethan. It's not to be that type of person that's, you know, that he can't make up his mind. Ola Shem, Ola Baal, Elio, when he was giving criticism to Karl Yisrael, it's like, what do you mean, you're Oved Avodah Zarah, and at the same time, you're coming to do service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ola Shem, Ola Baal, what are you? Where are you? So are we committed? Or are we not committed? That is the Iker of Yisrael. That to not be Poseach HaShtei Shishim. I think it's in this week's parasha. The Iker of Yisrael is to be this person, to be committed, to have an opinion, to stick to your guns, to have something that you're dedicated to. This week's parasha. This week's parasha. We begins with the birth of Yaakov and Esau. And there's an interesting thing, which is that Rivka is very troubled. She's very bothered. What's she so bothered by? What's exactly the problem? So, Sefer Lev Avraham, and we mentioned that somewhat last week, says the following thing. He says, Avraham wanted Rivka. Dafka Rivka. Why Dafka Rivka? He said, you can't bring a Shidduch a Libni. I need Dafka, someone from Ur Kasdim. I want someone from my hometown. Why someone from the hometown? Avraham Avinu, what was his great, you know, he has fond memories of back in the, you know, in the Altaheim. What was his fond memories of the Altaheim? They threw him into a fiery furnace. They tried to kill him. Why in the world does Avraham Avinu want to shit up from Ur Kasdim? Those were not good people. Those were very difficult people. They tried killing him. Over here, he's being makarv by the people. Talk of Kansei, Ashkina, Abba's makarv the men, Shur's makarv the women. We got all these people that are coming around. It's great, you know. Take one of them. Why does he want Dafka from the four Kansei? Why is he choosing Rivka Dafka from the house of love and Besuah? What's going on? We said last time that you're right, that they were very misguided. But they were people that had strong beliefs. Now, true, they believed in the wrong thing. But Avraham Avinu knew that in order to establish Yisrael, you need someone who has a firm belief. Get someone who's strongly opinionated. And there was opinionated people in Ur Kasdim. So opinionated that Avraham's own father was willing to throw him into a furnace because of what he believed in. And even after he came out miraculously alive, he didn't change. He stuck to his guns. That's an opinionated person. That's a person who lives and dies by what he believes in. So Avraham said, I want someone from there. I want to bring them here. I want to channel all of that to the right place. You got all these Bali Tshuva. It's like easy to make them. You know, you bring them in, coffee and cake. You tell them a nice story. All of a sudden, they put on the yarmulke they're from. So, you know, that's not going to help me much. Because, you know, one minute they're from, the next minute they're not from. I'm looking for someone who's like really strong, strong person. That's why I took Rivka. Okay? So Rivka understands why she left all the way to Ur Kasdim just to get her. She comes. Finally, she's pregnant. What does she find out? She walks by a Beis Medrash. And all of a sudden, she feels that the baby is kicking to get out because the baby wants to learn Torah. So she feels the baby kicking. Wow, this is such a holy baby. Even in my stomach, the baby wants to learn. And then she walks by a Beis Avodah Zarah. And the baby is kicking to get out. And she says, what's going on over here? I got this baby that he wants to learn Torah, and he wants to do Avodah Zarah. You mean, he's a Poseach al Shtei Se'ifim? He's a fair weather friend. When he's in the mood, he learns. When he's not in the mood, he goes to Avodah Zarah. So Rivka says, "Vatoymer im Kain, lama ze anoichi. Why did you need to bring me from Ur Kasdim? I thought you came to get me because I'm a person that sticks to my beliefs. I brought up in a home where we lived by our ideology, and all of a sudden I got a kid that's going one time here and one time there. Im Kain, lama ze anoichi. Why me? Why did you take just one of the people from over here?" To which she was answered, it's Shnei Goyim Bevitne. It's not one child that's like, you know, going to Avodah Zarah and going to Torah. It's two different kids. One of them is going to be busy learning Torah always.
one of them is going to be busy with Avodah Zarah always. Your children are going to live by their beliefs. That's where Rivka was chosen. Klal Yisrael, from their very beginning, were people that lived and died by what they believed in. It didn't veer. It wasn't a question of, you know, if they were in the mood or not in the mood, if it was convenient or not convenient. I was talking once to a friend of mine, Rabbi Mordechai Becher, where he used to live in Eretz Yisrael. So we were talking about, at the time, there was a big, big tumult in Denver, that there was someone who pretended to be Jewish. He was really part of a... his father was an evangelist. And he pretended to be Jewish. There was a big, big scandal in Denver. They had to, like, everyone had to kosher all of their houses and everything. It was a big mess. So we were talking about whether or not, Goyim ever tried to infiltrate Or Sameach, because he was at the time teaching Or Sameach. And he said to me, it happened once, and they caught them immediately. He said, what happened? He said, a bunch of people walked into yeshiva and they asked for yarmulkes. He said, we know you're not Jewish. We knew right away. He said, non-religious people do not ask for yarmulkes. They fight and fight and fight until you convince them. But like, you just walk in and put on a yarmulke, that's not a Jewish thing to do. Jews aren't like that. Jews have opinions. Jews stick to their guns. You're not going to put on a yarmulke. No way! Unless you convince them that this is right. A person has to live by something that he believes in. So a person over here is Pesach on Stay Sleep. On the one hand, he's here in yeshiva, and he wants to learn, and he's coming for a purpose, and he comes because he has something that he feels that he wants to gain out of this year, something that he wants to gain out of being here, he wants to make himself some out of life. On the other hand, you know, when he's, when it's not, you're not feeling it, when he's, you know, when he's feeling a little bored, all of a sudden, you know, where is he? What is he doing? That's not Yisrael. It's not Leo Yehudi. The Yehudi is someone who's committed. And I think that's the emes of pshat, what happened to Haran. The Pel Rekazach. Haran was one of Avram's groupies. And Avram was there, and he was being thrown into the furnace. So Haran said the following thing. If Avram gets saved, I'll jump in with Avram. You know, if Avram doesn't get saved, so then I guess I'm with the other guys. Right? So Avram gets saved. Wonderful. So Haran says, they said to Haran, what about you? You know, they weren't that impressed with the fact that Avram was saved from the furnace. Haran said, I'm with him. I'll throw him into the furnace, and he gets burnt out. Right? We know the story. There's a fascinating measure still. The Targum says that Haran wasn't thrown into the furnace. Even before it happened, a fire came down from Shemayim and consumed him. In other words, it wasn't that he didn't have the schus to be saved. He was punished. What was he punished for? He got all these other Avodah Zarah people out here. Everyone's doing Avodah Zarah. Haran's the only guy that's willing to, like, fight with Avram. Okay, so he wasn't so committed. But, I mean, he was willing to go with Avram. And he's the one who's getting burnt up. Yeah. Because Haran was a person who knew what was right, and he wasn't willing to do it. The other people, they thought they had the right thing. They were positive that they were right. So they were misguided. Haran wasn't misguided. Haran was a Pesach of Shnei. He was a person who he knew what was right, and he kept on going back to the other way. He was wishy-washy. Wishy-washy is not Yisrael. And in general, a person has been glorifies commitment. And the concept of commitment is not foreign to us. We know people that are committed to sports. And a hero is someone who plays even though he's hurt, he's injured, and he still does it anyway, even though, you know, at his own personal risk, but he's there for the team, for a game. And he's still doing it. It was recently in the news, if I'm not mistaken, there was someone who was playing sports, his son had died the day of the game, and he played anyway, I think, if I'm not mistaken, something crazy like that, because he's committed to the game. He's committed. And we glorify that. They glorify someone who's, you know, because, and they're just, you're committed to what? To nothing, to a game. Truth is, he's committed to his contract, because he knows that if he plays well, he's going to get lots and lots of money. So he's really committed to himself. But somehow, we glorify it, because he makes us feel good, because, you know, Chas V'Shalom, he shouldn't be there one day, and then, you know, it's not as enjoyable with that. But the point is, we glorify commitment. So let's be committed. rain or shine, in the mood, not in the mood, have a headache, don't have a headache, injured, not injured. We're there. We are reliable. The person is really is real about his Judaism. So then there's no excuses. There's no excuses. That's what he's saying is, that is the ikkar. Because a person gets moments of inspiration. If he doesn't know how to pull them, to be able to continue with them, so then they're going to disappear. Ain't emes. It's true. She'i etzer loy l'chol adam l'amri tamid b'madrega gavoya. You can't expect a person to always be on the top of his game. L'amri b'madrega gavoya. To stand in the highest madrega. Yefshel l'chol echad liyoyis b'chol yoyin ba'ishe matzav shehu b'tzila. The Rebbe, when he davens, so that was like feeling a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. He was oimel lifnei Hashem. Can't expect the person his entire day to be feeling like he is when he's davening. In other words, a person can't go around the entire day always to be that aware of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Havo, haloigani yeshel liyos b'chol hashana, v'oisei matzav shuvah Rosh Hashanah. It's also the same thing when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. A person on Rosh Hashanah, he is really, you know, he's really on the top of his game. He's really at the best he could possibly be, the closest he could feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Those are the moments when we're really feeling connected. You can't keep that. Mikol Makom, even though you can't keep that. Im lo yishazar b'yotzayin ha'yibu k'dishasay, asher boy. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, ma'akol Hashanah. If he doesn't try to garner his strength on those days, to pull them to that it should affect the rest of the year. Sure, I can't keep what I have on Rosh Hashanah, that exact thing, but what I have on Rosh Hashanah can affect my entire year. I can take something from Rosh Hashanah, and the entire year Rosh Hashanah can still be relevant to me. It could still be something that is influencing my entire year through my Rosh Hashanah. To become lazy from everything a person on Rosh Hashanah is feeling, I don't want to do this, I can't do this, I'm not going to do that, I want to do this, I want to be there, I want to... So a person is going to forget that totally, everything that he had on Rosh Hashanah, all of that, his hopes and dreams, he's just going to wash it away? That path that he started walking on when he felt the cloud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's presence, Hashem's glory, Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur. Shana Yom Kippur, we feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, we have a way that we want to go. We have a place that we want to be. We're just going to let that just disappear on us? We're going to forget about that? That can't be. L'yishog Ochar, he's not going to turn his back to it, even if he's not feeling it. Okay? We're not feeling Rosh Hashanah right now. It's understandable. But are we just going to like pretend it didn't happen? We're just going to just try to like erase it from our memory? Or are we going to try to connect ourselves somewhat to that Rosh Hashanah? And see, you know, what can I still take from it? What still remains? There were certain things that I committed to. And even if I'm not feeling it right now, but I know that that was right. Therefore, I'm going to try to stick to it because I'm a committed person. I'm committed. Yamesh kol hashana shelo yipol yapil v'gamesh hashana v'shiyam kipurim im ma'at ha'ara sheheir boy el bor shachas kas v'shon yishchav. Person can't do that. Can't just flush the entire year down the toilet. Flush Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and just forget about it. Gam b'zeh even though it's impossible for you to remain in that same spiritual height that you reached on Rosh Hashanah, but at least this, just tie yourself, connect yourself to the things that are and do good things. You will accept it upon yourself. Make commitments. Be a committed person. B'shah ha'roinu ba'asher oishah. Do that. The person says, I don't feel it right now. It'll make a difference. The person who's playing hurt doesn't feel like playing. The person who's playing sick doesn't feel like playing. The person who's playing in the face of tragedy does not feel like playing. But he's doing it because he's committed. He has to be committed to something more than just playing a game. Something more than just a contract. Something that's our purpose in this world. We have to be committed. We have to decide for ourselves, what am I committed to? There are people that go their entire life and realize, you know something? I have never committed to anything. I try to daven with a minyan, but I'm not committed to it. I try to daven. I'm not committed to it. I try to learn every once in a while when I can, but I'm not committed. The person realizes, you know something? I'm not committed to anything. A person has to begin with commitments. He has to realize, I have to be committed to something. That's what it means to be Yisrael. It's the foundation, he says, the ikur of Yisrael is committed. Now, true, we can't all of a sudden, okay, I'm committed to everything, I'm never going to make a mistake, I'm going to be perfect the rest of my life. That's not realistic. But there's something that we should be able to base your commitments that we should make to ourselves. What are they? The worst thing for the human body is what's called yo-yo dieting, which is a person that loses weight, gains weight, loses weight, gains weight. It's very dangerous. It's better to be fat than it is to lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. Very dangerous. Same thing with the neshama. She's from, he's not from, he's stark, he's not stark, he's up and down. The neshama gets torn to pieces. A person that's unaffiliated, he's unaffiliated, and then all of a sudden he realizes what to do, so he lives one lifestyle, and lives another lifestyle. He's committed to that lifestyle. But a person who's affiliated, he knows what he's supposed to be doing. He's doing it, he's not doing it. He's doing it, he's not doing it. He's tearing his neshama to pieces. What a person has to do is a person has to find what he feels he's capable of committing to. But that has to be rain or shine. That has to be, come what may, he will never give up on that thing. And then he was koina a madrega of Yisrael. A madrega. What's a madrega of Yisrael? Something. In that tachina, he's Yisrael. There's more to do. For sure. Every one of us is more. We're all just beginning. But a person does that, then he's starting to reveal an R. Because it's real. It's his. He mastered it. He owns that. You own that, and it's yours, and the light starts to shine. And that light shines in all of the ulams, all of the worlds, all the galaxies, all of the universes. There's that light that's Christ's Nimsa Vakoichav. And then we can continue to reveal more and more light. There's assembly nether. We'll continue.